The executive director of the Tunnel and Via Irrigation Project, Sebastian Gbajina, says given funding, the managers can put more acreage of land under cultivation to increase food production. They also ensure that waste is eliminated in water use while they promote efficiency in water management to avert the threat of hunger as well as a result of the predicted drought next year. Speaking to George Angra, Mr. Gbajina said with education and support from the Ghana Irrigation Company, more farmlands can be cultivated.
For now, we are operating the Tunnel and Via scheme, and fortunately, we have enough water in them now. So what we have to do is to try as much as possible within the limitations of the weak infrastructure that we have, try to minimize water wastage and improve upon the efficiency of water use so that we can get the maximum crop production that we can have within the given situation, so that our farmers can have a lot of harvest this right season and be able to take care of their families, provide to the market as well. Buy water very efficiently, maybe we'll also have some left to be able to kick start the coming wet season, such that when the rains are failing, we come in to supplement.
How about the communities in the catchment area?
Yes, the communities in the catchment area, they are the immediate beneficiaries. There are about 9 communities in Tono and another 8 communities in Via. So they are our immediate beneficiaries who have to do well to ensure that they participate very well.
There is a need for education so as to pool the number of farmers around your catchment area to join you, do a good job. How are you going to go about that?
For now, we are trying to organize the farmers to water user assistance so that it will enhance their capacity to be able to use the water very efficiently. And we do that, you know, through meetings that we hold with them at their community and on-farm visits. This is what we are just trying to embark on. And fortunately, we also going to get the place, the 2 areas rehabilitated. That process will take some time.
Which 2 areas are you referring to?
I'm referring to the Tunnel and Via scheme. I'm referring to the Tunnel and Via irrigation scheme. These areas are going to be rehabilitated and modernized. So we hope that even though this work will take some time to for us to start getting the benefits of it, but we are hoping that when this takes place, it will enhance our water use efficiency and will also bring a lot of the areas which for now water is not able to get to because of the poor infrastructure. We'll be able to bring all these areas back on board.
This is an emergency situation. And if you are talking about rehabilitation, we should not start early next year. I'm wondering how that impact could help us avert the hunger or the effect of food insecurity in the country.
Yes, that's why I'm saying that for now, we have to lift up our water use efficiency even within the current limitations that we have because we have a weak infrastructure and so leakages and wastage on the high side. So through education of our water users and education of our operating staff, we'll be able to improve the efficiency while we wait for the system rehabilitation to bring back most of the other lands where water is not getting to now.